Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All right, it's going to be the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals beginning Thursday. The Heat avoided a historic collapse.
For the seventh time in the 35 years of Miami Heat basketball, your Miami Heat will battle for the NBA's title. Denver, here we come.
Heat radio after Miami smacked down the Celtics in Game 7, 103-84. So, do you feel like the Heat are worthy Eastern Conference champions, or did they just simply benefit from the Celtics vomiting all over themselves?
No, I think they're worthy. I think it takes mental toughness. I will say this about the Heat. They are the one team that has more mental toughness. You know, Spoelstra is a guy that's considered one of the best coaches in the NBA, but they've got some mental toughness. That, you know what? They've got some dudes with some chips on their shoulders as well. A bunch of free agents like Caleb Williams. You mentioned Vincent. You know, they've got some
Duncan
dudes.
Robinson.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson. They've got some dudes as well. Very much like the Nuggets, you know, with the Taco Bell commercial playing when Jokic was getting drafted. Like, I'm telling you, this is probably, and it goes to show you what it takes to get to a finals. These are probably two of the most, the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference, most mentally tough teams in each conference.
And that's the difference in this series. I agree. The Heat are hardworking. They are blue collar. They are mentally tough. But so are the Nuggets. And the Nuggets are just more talented.
Yeah.
They just have the better players.
Yeah.
And that ultimately be the difference. Next on the Morning Brew. All right, Michael Porter Jr., how's the team handling the long layoff?
Try to just find ways to make yourself go harder than the normal practice, just so you're making sure you're kind of in shape. So trying to create game shots in the flow of practice, you know, normal pace, game pace. And then I've been doing different conditioning things just to try to stay in shape. It's a little different when you're not playing games every other day to try to stay in basketball shape, but we should be good. You know, we've been practicing pretty hard, things like that.
Any similarities to in football getting ready to play in a Super Bowl where you have 2 weeks to prepare? Are there any similarities that you can see, and maybe after hearing Porter talk there, that
right,
ring true for you?
The basketball shape is different. Like, by the time the Super Bowl rolls around, nobody's really in, like, peak condition. You know, everybody's beat up. But both teams suffer that, right? The basketball shape is a big thing. There's a difference between playing games, the energy, and you know, up and down the court compared to practicing. I believe that. So I think that is true. The thing about football is, you know, to be in football shape, you got to hit people, you got to get fits, you got to do all that stuff. There's a real balance there. So going hard in practice and stuff, that I can see that part of it. So I think there are some similarities, just a little bit. You know, one is more about actual your wind and your conditioning. One is more about your fits and your and the way you go about, you know, contact and all that stuff.
So where would you put your concern level of the Nuggets just being just so rusty on Thursday, game one?
You want me to give you a 1 to 10?
That they drop game one.
Scale of 1 to 10, my concern level would be at about a 2.
2.
Love it.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies weekend. Mixed bag. Lost yesterday, first game of the series in Arizona, but over the weekend took 2 out of 3 from the Mets, including, how about this? Corey Sullivan, working the games with Drew Goodman, had this to say right before a Charlie Blackmon at bat.
He likes to throw that slower slider at 84. If he does, I think Charlie's going to hit it out. Yep, like that. High fly ball, deep right. Oh, you called it. On the money, Corey Sullivan. 2-1-5, Charlie Blackmon. Dick shot.
I mean, he nailed it.
Right.
Right down to the kind of pitch he was going to get, everything.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, Corey Sullivan. I like the call, too. Corey Sullivan, two-run bomb. Like, Corey hit it.
And then, apparently, then somebody else went deep just after that. I'll go back and I don't know who it was. Somebody else went deep. And apparently, Sullivan, in his little talkback that you can talk to your producer or whatever.
Right.
Apparently, over the talkback, he said, this guy's going to go deep. He called two.
Really?
He called two.
W.
Corey Sullivan. This is like Hocus Pocus.
Hey, man, we're going for whatever we can get. You know what I mean?
He's like one of the Sanderson sisters.
I see
you. Remember that movie?
I see you.
Winifred Sander?
Yeah.
Sanderson? Yeah. Winifred Sanderson?
Yes.
A book! Book! That's a great movie, by the way. Johnny's looking at me like, "Did you ever see that?"
No, they just did the remake of it.
Yeah, the Hocus
same
Pocus
same group.
Two
yeah,
or so.
yeah. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and
yeah, the other one.
Who was the other one?
I don't know. Yeah.
Book.
I love that. That's a great movie. I might have to watch that.
No. Next on the Morning Brew, Brandon McManus. Classy move on the way out. Took out a full-page ad in the Denver Post on Sunday. Back page of the sports page. Full page thanking Bronco fans. Listed a ton of teammates, coaches, Bronco personnel, even media types. Andrew Mason got thanked by
really?
Brandon McManus. So, brilliant. Classy move on the way out.
Did you and I make the page?
We did not make the page.
Johnny, get my list out. Get my list out.
McManus is on it.
McMiniman's on that thing.
We need our handy dandy notebook.
No, he's good. He's good. Good for him, man. That's awesome.
Are they going to regret letting him go?
No.
You have no concern at all about the...
No, I have some concern, but I don't think they're going to regret
kicking
it.
Game.
No, I don't. Hey, man, the kicking game has been so bad. Everything's been bad. So I just don't. Again, what they're getting from a cultural building standpoint to me is far greater than what McManus was going to bring to them as their kicker. And that's not a dig on McManus at all. It's just what they needed to do as an organization.
Dang, who was that other guy that homered right after Charlie? Mm. Oh, it was McMahon.
McMahon?
Yeah. McMahon, by the way, is on a heater. Home runs in four straight games.
All right. How's Iron Man?
How is Iron Man doing? Iron Man's having a quiet season.
Is he?
He's having a very quiet season, but making a lot of money.
Mm.
Making a lot of money. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.